Sehr hilfreich, was Avi Murray hat im Rizal Pilches, sehr hilfreich, was Daniel Schoene, was Joshua Fowler, sehr hilfreich, was Shlomo Zalman ben Eliyahu. Okay, so we are packet 13, B13, we're up to. Now, there has been a discussion, suggestion about having a Bechina in Basa Bechalov, meaning to be able to divide the Limud into two, so it won't be so much at the end. So the suggestion, I was speaking with by Eli Olberg Shlita about this topic yesterday. He suggested maybe next Monday or something like that, to have something of that sort. So I'm willing to listen to other suggestions as well. but that's something. Yeah, what does Rav Katan say?
Two years ago, we did the Bechina after packet 14.
Yeah, okay. 14 is what?
The one after this one, I'm not sure.
After Chachal, right. Yeah. Yeah, okay. So then, like I said, we do 13, and tomorrow we do 14, and then I give you all, we won't have Shir then Thursday. Sunday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, you have those days. And then we'll.
Monday, double.
Well, we have to see because Monday we're starting. I'm starting my. The sub man. So maybe it won't be a double header, it'll be just the Bechina, and then those who want to participate, I'm going to be giving Shiurim in Hilchos Beit HaMitzarim. At 11 o'clock, Bezus Hashem, starting on Monday, Bezus Hashem. So that's a fascinating topic. It's something that most people never get to learn.
A lot of shilas
always come. Every year, the same shilas come up, and it's because the people never learned them. So I think it's kedai to know a little bit. So I'm actually making the packets as we speak on Ben HaMitzarim. So that's going to start as Hashem on Monday at 11 o'clock, 11 o'clock slot. And then maybe we could have a little Bechina and Basa B'Cholov for the first 14 packets, then this, and then starting Tuesday, as Hashem will continue packet 15, and then, you know, and then go to, I think it's packet 26 or something like that. Okay. Okay, so let us begin. Okay, so the question is the question of knives. Do you need to have separate knives for Basar B'Cholov? In other words, could you just clean them off? Could you say, I have a knife, you know, or in other words, if it's, you say, using it for cold, you know, so you have meat knife. So let's see what it says in the Mishnah. And of Zara and I inhabit base. Okay, meet Hashmish men of the Chachovin, Neshadaka, Lahatbil Yatbil, Lahagil Yagil, Laben Boor Yagil Boor, Hashvud, Achselam, Laben Boor. So, okay, these are things of a Hechshakel. We're going to have Shiram and Hechshakel. But then it says, Hasakin Shocha Vihi Tehora. That basically rub it, the knife, lotcha be'evin shel apochim. So you get off the grease, whatever, and that would take, that would not occur to kashering for if there's something hot. But if it's just used in cold, then you might be afraid that there was some grease or something. So you rub it on something, and that will take away the. So the Gemara at the very end of Avodah Zarah on page 2 here, Ayin Vav Amid Beis, It says Hasak and Chofa v'hitohora. Amar Ravuka b'cham v'noatza asar pa'om b'karka. So there are people like who know nothing about anything in halacha, but they know something about going into the backyard and putting a knife in the ground somehow. Somehow they know something about that. They have no clue what that's about or what it is. But there's like a lot of old women who know something about, you know, knives in the ground. Any knife, meaning a knife that you used for whatever, for meat, milk, and you want to say it was used for cold, and you want to clean it off. So it says, "Asakin shafa v'itora mar ukva b'cham noza asar pam b'karka." So you put it in the ground 10 times. Then, you know, 10 times back in and out, 10 times.
10 times.
Amar huna b'reid Rav Yeshua v'karka she'ina avuda. It has to be a karka that you didn't use. Once you use, the karka gets loose. And that's not going to, you want it, you know, the karka that's not loose. Could be even, you know, as long as it's not loose. In other words, once it's loose, then it doesn't really do a good job. Amar of kind of a sucking yofish in Bagumos. It's talking about a sake that doesn't have crevices, because then the gook could get stuck in the crevice and then it's not going to come out with the surface stuff will be rubbed off.
Tanina mihochi sakin yofesh ein bagumus not zasar pam v'kaka amar rav unu preder v'shur lechol bo sonim. That's to eat something cold. Rashi says, "Havaldomer roseich also lechtov bo haichei gilena baroschi." In other words, if
it's a question of hot food things, then you need it, then there's a blia. So then you need the chagala, sometimes libun. But here it's it's for cold. It's only talking about getting off residue. That there's a ban, mamoshus.
And then the Mar says, "Amar hu brader of Yeshua lechol bo tzonik." He had the Mar Yehuda Bati Bar Tuvi. These two people, Mar Yehuda and Bati Bar Tuvi, of Yasif coming from Malka. They were sitting in front of the Shvor Malka, which is over Chachov Maya. Aizu Chamay Esroga. They brought an Esrog to them. Pasuk Achal, Pasuk V'Havalei L'Bati. So they cut an Esrog up to eat.
They served them some citrus fruit.
Pasuk Achal, Pasuk V'Havalei L'Bati Bartuvi. He gave some to Bati Bartuvi. Other dotsal sarazim in Bukhaka, Pasuk Havalei L'Mar Yehuda. So Amalei Barti Bartuv Vahu Gavra Lav Bar Yisrael Hu. That's because what happened? He kashered the knife when he before he gave to Mar Yehuda. But when he gave to Bati Bartuvi, he didn't. We know it's Bukarka.
So he said, "I'm not Jewish. Well, why didn't you do it for me? How come you only when you gave him, first you put the knife in the ground. When you gave it to me, you didn't.
I'm not Jewish." Well, he's saying, "Who gave me?" It's these things speaking about himself in third person. "And I'm not Jewish. Well, you didn't think you needed to do that for me."
I'm like, "My kim li begavei, my lo kim li begavei." He says, Rav Yehuda Matarini Boshahu Parsh, Lo Yochal Dover Issa. Well, how in a Mukhtak Shate Parsh Kolka? I know my Yehuda is a firm guy, and he's going to be Makpid. You don't know so well, so I'm not so sure. That was the first thing. And then the second thing, he says, Igadamba Itkirmai Avid Bawarta. That they were in the inns. So they would give women to sleep with. So the night before, so Rabbi Yehuda didn't accept, and he did. So therefore, that's why he felt that he's not so, you know. No, so Rabbi Yehuda was not. Rabbi Yehuda low keeper. But the other guy, no, these are just people. Yeah. So he accepted to have it. So therefore he felt that he's not so much paid on things, so he didn't have to crush the knives. Okay. So Tosa says, it has to be like we said, she's Maveris Hashuman with Shofa. Valo Rakash ain't Maveris Hashuman. It can't be too hard because then it's not going to get rough. So you have to have the right type texture of the character that will be able to. Okay, so now so that's one sugya. Then there's another sugya in Chulin on Chesamid Beis about Sakin Shal Oved Kachovim. So Izmar Shochet Sakin Shal Oved Kachovim. So you use a knife to shecht that belongs to a guy. So presumably there's treifus on the knife. So the question is that going to cause, when you're going to shech with that knife, is that going to, so if you do a prak mishkit, so you did a prak mishkit, fine. But the question is, then the knife might have also residue on it, and maybe that's going to cause problems of the kashrus, not because it wasn't a proper shechita, but because it's the guk is going to get on the animal. So shochet b'sakin shel kachovim, Rav Omar Kolif. So Rav says you have to take a klipa off because since there was treifus on it, there could be a belia. But it was only blia through heat. There wasn't any liquid. So it's a blia kadei klipa. So you have to peel off the outer layer. What?
What heat is
there? So, yeah. So that's the according to the opinion that beis hashchita is roseach. Right, there's no liquid. It's not like cooking in a pot of liquid. It's just... So that opinion says you have to be kolif. Rabba Barchana Amar Mediach. No, all you have to do is rinse it off, because he holds that Beis Hashchita doesn't have enough heat, but it still has guk from the knife, so he has to rinse it off. And that's the discussion, whether. Maybe that normally it is, but since the blood is coming out, so it's 3D to expel the blood, so it's not going to be bali. Etc. And then the Gemara says, what about sakin? Right. Sakin trefa. Now she says that you use the sakin to shech the trefa. So pligibur of Achov Ravina Chadama Bechamin, you capture it with hot water, with Hagala, Chadama Bitsonin. You just have to, you know, rinse it off with cold water, Vikasafil Bitsonin. And so it's even Bitsonin. Fiika Belisa de Parsa, the Michpere Botsarif. But if you have a piece of cloth that you can wipe it, then you don't need anything else. That you don't even have, because you have a towel that you wipe it off with a towel. So look in Tosfos. If you eat, So Tosi has a catch. The Mercy in the Masechus of Arzara. You have to stick it in the ground 10 times. And here it just says that you should just take a towel and you know, so what's the chiluk? You need 10 times to the karka? Or which is ostensibly much more significant of a thing that you have to 10 times a carton just taking a bag at it. Just so what's the chiluk? So he says, "Lo dummy, the sucking to trefa." In other words, there's a difference. Sucking to trefa means it happened one time. Or makroi ba'alma. Well, sucking to v'kachov mitochshe chotim bo iser tamid. But the sakin of the goy, he uses it on a regular basis. So there could be a lot of stuff on it. So then you need an itza 10 times. So it depends on how significant the amount of stuff that's on it. Well, no, because this is again all within of toning. This is just how much gook is going to accumulate. A cry versus this is a thing happened one time or something. But you to shaft with the animal, and then they found the animal's trefa. So the sakin had contact with trefa. If you're basically its own name, so it's Trefa, but it's no Belia, but it's still. So I have one time. It was a Sakhan Chogoy, means it's his knife that he uses on a regular basis. Okay, now there's a Chuvas Harashpa. Regarding using a knife, say, can I use a. I have one knife, one I'll use for the, you know, for butter. And one I'll use for par of margarine. I use the same knife for both. Let's say it better. I want to use one knife I cut meat with, cold meat. And one knife, but the same knife I want to use for, you know, butter out of the fridge. So it's cold butter. So he says, "Kol shekin she'osu machtok vina afil tzonenes b'sakin she'ori lachtok b'basar." He says you can't do that because it's rogi lachtok b'basar. We have to assume that there's mamashus on it, and now you're going to put it together with the butter. So you can't just use for the same one because. And then the question of what you have to do. So that's the discussion we had before. So So he says he shouldn't use the same knife. Yes, his kosher kinsha also lachdot vino, filu tzonenes, besachin shorim lachdot vobasa. For the filu hapasha ochle vino vino, also lachdot besachin shorchot chem vobasa. Which are also, right, because then you're gonna, it's gonna get on the bread. And then you'll come to eat the bread with milk, whatever. So now you look in the Yamsha Shlomo on page 5. He says, Din she also lechol gvina shel mapa, gvina al mapa she ochol babasa, fil hapasha ochol gvina also lechol, even the bread that you eat with cheese, also lechol pasachin shel basa, right, because you might get meat on it. Mitzvah mufok she'achol gvina v'rotzo lachol basa achmar v'tzach lavi v'ashuf na'lechem v'chol machol she'ili magvina p'yomi v'paparas, etc. V'yol afili not asachim shal basa b'kachi yit pa'amim ein lach toch bo gvina. So what is this all about? Because he's saying that even so he says, so first he says, "Kasim chuvus Ramban she'asher lechol vino al mapa she'achol ba basar." You can't eat cheese on the same tablecloth that you ate meat, because there'll be some basar left over. Think shem kantchen al asakin she'chotchen ba basar kol shu be'en shem nifan al vino mecham v'tzenes nogim zel zel fachas. So what do you do here? Right, meaning, well, could be that we eat on the plate, so. Yeah. I mean, obviously there was a chashash that it's gonna, you know, eat on the. I mean, people have a minute to have, so that's what we're gonna see. So let's see some more. So then he says. So it says, "Panira, second arrow." Rasha Kassel also, so lachtok vina aser in lo the atza. Mashbun itza shari lechatchila. You could just do an itza alone here. The lo hitir in itza elam ira b'mikra shachatchu b'sakin shalchol b'masa. Because he says the idea of the itza is if you made a mistake and you used a fleshik knife to cut the butter, the cold butter. So now you can do nitsa. But l'chadchila to do it is not right. Because you can't say, well, I'm going to use this knife, meat and milk, and then I'll just do nitsa in between. No, if it happened one time, you want to kasher it, so you can do it. But not to do it on a regular basis. Not to rely on nitsa on a regular basis. Because you might, like your advice, you might have to do a good job. So if you do it once, okay. But if it's something that, you know, and an open kavua, we don't want you to do this. This is all cold. Harder than is a whole different story.
Onion.
So it says in Shulchan Aruch from page 7, Sakin Shoshocha Batrefa Osu Lishchot. So you have to be So that's what we saw in Tosis, that answer. That if it was a one-time thing, you could just mekanech. If it's something that was a regular thing, then neitza. But even neitza, you shouldn't. The Rashal says you shouldn't do neitza lechatchila. I mean, in other words, if a mistake happened, then you could use it. Yeah, we're going to see right now. It says, Rangelish Chobo, Trefus Tadir, Tzarek and Itza. So again, we have the Tosus. The Tosus says that you can't do the difference between one time and many times. And then the question is, what if Rogel Lishkopo Trefus Todir? So then he says, then you need an eater. But what did the Marshal say? That it doesn't work with a chila. That was the Marshal. So he says, "Lo nihir, lo nihir, the itzalim irav mikra." Well, hatel chafil achtof. You shouldn't do that with chafil. But he's saying what? That you could do it with it. Okay. And then if you look in the Prechadash on page 12, it says they need to be kaka kasha sharanach lachilach lachtok papas. He says you can do lachilach not to cut the cheese, but to cut the bread. Mashal, kasha sholotir needs to alimir of mikra.
Rabbi, is there no concern that you're going to accidentally hit a sheretz and cut it? And
hit a sheretz? Hit a sheretz?
Yeah, but then the knife is no good anyway.
Why is the knife no good?
Why is it any different than cutting, pork?
No, if it depends on whether it's hot or it's cold.
So you can cut, then with the cold pork, you can potentially cut?
Yes, so the question is whether you could do that in a kavur, maybe. is not an open Kavua. So let's look in the Bradi Ashokan, he summarized the sea on page 13. Old Lechla Posim Yish, Rish Chafez, who is the Taz. Shanitim Oel is Avlach Toch Bogvina. Lagaso some poskim shevein b'somuk Lech Lechla Paschal Tzarch, Neitzim Al Korachadu Kein Tavonis Haramot. The itza never helps to actually cut the gvina, only to cut the bread. Right, so that's what he says, that that maybe that's only the itza helps to cut. Says Yeshua Kosfu that it helps even the Gvina. And according to that, for Pas, you don't even need Nitzah. Well, Yeshua Nirish Midvem Dachtok Gvina Lomhani Nitzah. So, Wachtok Gvina, you don't need Nitzah. Yeshua Nirish Midvem Dachtok Gvina Lomhani Nitzah, it's not going to help. So, no. That you're going to keep the residue on from the cheese, and you shouldn't do that. But Tam Shein Yesh Lomu Dhu Mishum Ramah, Shikli Balu Mi Isser Av Lishtamish Bo. And then there's the famous Ramah that if you have a Baliyah of Issa and you want to use like a flashing knife, you want to use it to cold something cold. So you can only do that Derech Haroi, but not Derech Keva.
That might not be clear of Issa.
What?
That might be different. He's saying clear of Issa.
So Kleba will be Issa of the Shtamash, but it's only Mudrach Derech Haroi. Aval bekeva in shtamish ba b'lo hagal da hashin shem shtamish ba b'cham. Became kama hadin yesh lochosh kemi divrei Rama b'samach shehiski ba minik al shnei sakinim ashu dach namin mayri mishivish keva. Okay, hashin and sheyem vod shtamish b'sakin gam v'vin hachama. Okay, so that's another halacha that you shouldn't use. You can't say, well, oh, it's cold, so I can use this, you know, this tray thing. So, you know, the Ramah says, we follow the Ramah. With that Haroi. I mean, like, but now you can't say, well, I'm going to use it now. And say, let's just see what he says. On page 21, Shtamish Babakfis Vulgarim Shakfish and Nogim Lagim Lofil with Sony. So you could use it with the Haroi, not with the Keva. Okay, let's look. You know, there's a great sefer, the Levi Rabinowitz. Who was that? The father of Rav Gamliel Rabinowitz, you know, in there as well, as a Mishumel. So he wrote this svarim on Yeridaya, like a Mishnah Brura type paper. I guess, yeah. Patame HaShulchan, Madone HaShulchan, page 23. So he just summarizes everything. So let's take a look at the Matami on page 23. So he says that the Shach says, then Zesha goes over much, they need to pack a kosher shari. So that's going on the bread. You can't use a flesh knife to cut the bread, so you could do an itza. Well, no tubakak is mutter, then it's mutter l'chadchila. But you need an itza b'kak for the bread. But then he says, and the Taz, so that's when the Itza B'Karka helps for the bread, right? Not for the cheese itself. Whereas the Taz says, so for the bread, you don't even need Itza B'Karka. If you need Itza B'Karka, you only need, and in other words, so the Shach is saying you need Itza B'Karka for the bread, and for not the bread, then you don't, the Itza B'Karka is not even going to help. So he says, "Lachto pas b'sakim b'sor lechol magvina, but not to b'kach a kosher as mutul lechatchila for the pas." But if you want to do the cheese itself, then sakim shemuz kev shetam lo sagile b'kinuch. So he says again, so the Shach says that the Itza B'Karka helps for the bread. Because there's also to cut the bread. If not to B'Karka Kasha is mutter, to cut the bread. And you can eat that bread with milk. Well, but that Itza B'Karka, then you can't cut the bread. But that's l'chatchila. But l'gabi the cheese itself, that's going to be a problem. But the Taz says, l'chatoch l'chem s'chatoch l'chatoch 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 l'chatoch. It's for the bread, you don't even need the Itza B'Karka. The Itza B'Karka you need for the cheese. Then he says in the bottom there, it's my name, it's a kunim him the keyim. After getting the hotel, the day in the coin had a cover no decoy. Today, maybe you don't need, you put in the dishwasher, you have these. Good ways of cleaning, so maybe that's different. So that's the machlok of Shach and Taz, where the Itza B'Karka is to take a flesh knife to cut the bread to use for milk. That's you need Itza B'Karka. But with the cheese itself, you don't rely on Itza B'Karka. And the Taz says, no, well, that's when you do rely on Itza B'Karka. And for the bread, you don't even need to do anything. Whew. And he says that today, maybe we don't use Itza B'Karka, we can just do steel wool, as is discussed in different svarim. Unser Sefer. Yeah. Yes, but that's like something that's, maybe it depends on the situation, but steel wool is definitely,
Yeah.
Hard bristles.
You know, the hard shamus stuff?
Like spiky?
Spiky.
Yeah. Steel wool? Is it? Steel wool's better, maybe. Steel wool's good. That's what they bring down. Osher Lund's a safe thing. And then Ramal quotes the Midrash that on page 24 that everyone should have two knives, one for Chalavi and one for Besari. And you shouldn't, you know, try to kasher from one to the other on a regular basis. That's a more here. Page 24, Kol Yisrael. No, call Yisrael Yoslam Shnei Sakinim. Lisham Echad Mem Shilo Heker. No, Lisham Shalchala Ve Lisham Es Menek Shem. So, just you know, some sihiris. Yeah, it's just pay tests. And then he says here in the Madani Ashokam, page 24, he says, Ach Bitzara did Yochel Ishtamish Besatim Shal Basel Tzorf Vina, Chayim Hefech, or they need to be Kaka Kasha. Vina Minig also feel like they need to be Kaka Kasha, Kaf Kamira Atman, Kaka Vina Sakin Ache, Feel is Bozi Ishtamish Besatim Shal Basel, and Feel is Machai Chol, Ishtamish Besatim Shal Basel. He says, Vina Dakti Kimi Ishtam Gimel Sakin, Mechan Yuchel Basel, Achal Chol, Achal we don't have any mistakes. Okay. You do it, so it's good. So it's good. But and then there's the famous Morgan Avram, page 31, Hilchos Yontif, where he says, yeah, you know, let's look in the show for now. Mutar lelabet kli barzel. You can do libun to a metal kli that you put a milchik dish in, and then you could cook meat in it. So what's going on here? It was using the same dish, same tray for both. says, if this is true, you only need one set of the dishes. And then you can always cash them back and forth. But he said, no, you can't do that because you can make mistakes. You make mistakes. So you shouldn't do that. In general. This is the Magen Avraham. Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik likes to quote this Magen Avraham as the source of having two sets of dishes. Because he's saying that Shulchan Aruch says you could do it. You could do a liban and turn it over. But he says, "Mikan mashma shemutar lahagil kli cholav lechol b'basar ipchav olam nogim isra b'dover."
The same thing be true for
Pesach. We say, "Im yasekein lo olam yelo rak kli echad." Because if that be true, you'll have one kli. You can just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and then that's also because you're going to come to make mistakes. So that's what Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik says, that this Magen Avraham is the source of the minhag, that we don't just do that. We don't kasher back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But then on Pesach, the Prima Gadim says on page 32, the Magilim of Basel Chalof. But on Pesach, once you kasher it for Pesach, then you can switch it over. So if you catch any of the pieces, then you can switch it over. That's the Prima Gadim. Okay, so that's the Prima Gadim. Or he says, the Prima Gadim says, he says, a minig latrifo, we taught him a chachachal gilo. Well, another possibility is to make a treif. That's another Prima Gadim. One Prima Gadim says he waits for Pesach. And then another Prima Gadim here on page 33. He makes it three treif. So that's what's a treif. You'll add a kashrut for treif. But we're afraid that if you do for Basil Chalav, you'll forget to do this. But once it's Shreif or Pesach, then you do it with a Parfus, then you can switch over. Yeah.
It seems so. That's better than just making a kasher.
Yeah.
That sounds like a dangerous one, also.
No, you will hatch it, Mikhail. Come on, the Aruch HaShulchan is making on the whole thing. I'm glad I like to quote that without passion. Then the final call quotes the Marsham. We have Nugilu Vishtash Bosha in Osir Vamachal. But if you did it, you cashed it, and you believe it, it's okay. The kvechsher is okay. And then he says, if you didn't use it for 12 months, he quotes from the Das Kedoshim on page 35, the 5 o'clock. Because he was relying on the Chacham Tzvi. But we use it as a sniff. So those are possible ideas that waiting to Pesach or be Makrifit or waiting a year, and then you can turn it over. But there is an Aruch HaShulchan that I believe we're very good at that's not mapping on the whole thing. Okay, so tomorrow we'll have the last year for the first Bechina, a Chal. And a Friday, Chal. Okay, so have a good day to everybody. And tomorrow we'll have, and then we won't have Shir Thursday. We'll have the second Shir. This Shir we'll have, but not the... You're the issue.
Well, actually, yeah.